Hi, this is Evander the Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander the Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show at the bottom line.
In the buttocks area.
What is going on, everybody? This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. A lot of things to get to. First and foremost, what's going on across the board?
It is another lovely day. I can't believe we're in October already.
I know. Time flies.
Man.
Time flies when we have fun. A lot of stuff to get to. A lot of local sports, a lot of national sports, a high school story.
Just a lot going on.
Let's start with another pet peeve. Let's start. Oh, today is the 10th of whatever. Oh, you just said October. So the 10th of. Isn't Halloween soon?
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite holiday of the year.
Well, you don't. Never mind. I'm not going to rip you.
This is my birthday.
What are you going to dress up as?
Haven't come up with that yet. It's probably maybe.
A physique model?
Maybe. No.
Go door to door. Ding dong.
I might do the Hulk Hogan thing. I'll need to get a blonde wig.
And then Sean can go as Nick.
Yeah.
And Kat can go as Brooke.
Right. Yeah.
You're all set. All right. So here's my pet peeve. And I'm only going to do one today, I think. I can't stand when people tweet bitching about people. But don't tag the person. Grow some balls and include the person in your bitch. All right. Give me a name. I'll tell you. Give me a name.
Okay.
Any name.
Okay, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. So somebody will tweet, Hulk Hogan, I can't stand you, grow some hair, and learn how to wrestle. Okay?
Okay.
That's the tweet. Not mine. I'm just saying allegedly.
For example.
For example. Then put that little at thing, Hulk Hogan, so he can see it. What good is ripping somebody if you're not letting that person know?
Well, it's the classic keyboard warrior.
That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what it is.
And that's just pisses me off. Mm-hmm. You know, so they'll like tweet me. We get tweets all the time about we hate this fighter. We hate that fighter. Throw it. Not that most fighters care, but at least grow some. Matter of fact, I've got the shirt from Athlete Originals.
Mm-hmm.
Get some stones.
Right.
And tag them. That's all I'm asking.
Fair enough.
That's all I'm saying. That's my little bitch.
Own up to it.
I really don't want to start with this story because this is another alleged moron. And I'm not talking about Mayhem Miller yet. I'm not talking.
Oh, my God. That was incredible.
We'll talk about it.
Oh.
I'm not talking about Adrian Peterson yet. We will talk about that knucklehead. Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
I can't fathom the stupidity of this. Allegedly.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of signed stuff out there of Gurley, because when the report first came out that your leading Heisman Trophy candidate, if the ballots were to go in, Wednesday, Todd Gurley wins the Heisman Trophy.
Sure.
Okay. So allegedly, he took $400 to sign 80 items. I'm not a math whiz, but I do have a calculator.
Mm-hmm.
$5 an autograph.
Right.
What? I jumped on eBay just because I was curious, and his autographs are going for $75, $125, $175. $5 an autograph. You've possibly, now again, the allegations that went to Johnny Manziel,
mm-hmm.
and he only sat out a half. Gurley has been suspended indefinitely until they, you know, find out.
Hash out everything.
He doesn't have a do-boy that you can pay the do-boy. You're going to take the money yourself. You're not smart enough to say, hey, listen, I'll sign your 80 items. I can't be compensated. We both know that. I'll see you in January.
Yeah, let's post-date it. Let's say, okay, well, let's meet again once I'm not having to worry about an eligibility issue. Makes complete sense. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people out there that say, oh, well, he should be able to be compensated.
And I'm not going to argue that.
For it.
The problem is, he can't be.
Right, at this time.
At this time.
Yeah, it he rules his be. Rules.
He, you can smoke dope in Colorado, but you can't fight. You can't, you know, do a lot of things because you can't. It's just absolutely unbelievable. Another knucklehead, Adrian Peterson. We all know his situation. How many parents from the 70s and 80s would be in prison now? That's all I'm saying. And again, it doesn't matter. It goes back to the autograph. Whether you should or you shouldn't, you can't. This knucklehead is on probation. Well, not even probation, on bail.
Yeah, he's on turned bail. Himself in. He's been released on bail.
And smokes dope before a drug test, knowing the drug test is coming.
I
guess you can't. I guess you can't purchase smarts.
No, no, not at all.
I guess.
But when you look at him, when you hear him talk, when you
be careful.
Well, he seems like somebody who's got a solid head on his shoulders.
Okay.
You don't think that, and this, I guess this is what happens when you assume. But you don't think that somebody like him, who understands the pressure that's on him, the attention that he has already garnered for his performances on the field, and now most recently for what's going on off the field, he knows he's under a spotlight, and even more so now. Why would you do something like this and put even more of a I don't want to use
bullseye?
The word spotlight again, but
bullseye?
Yeah, more of a target on you because you're just giving them ammunition, more and more reasons for them to say, yeah, no, you're not providing a proper example and you're not being a good parent.
Another knucklehead, another buffoon, Jason Mayhem Miller. I just think that this guy is needs the attention so bad. Now, I think he went over the top just so that he doesn't go to prison. He goes to an insane asylum.
Well, yeah.
And for those people that don't know, I don't know what started it. I don't know what caused it. Maybe you do. But SWAT team has wherever he is. Now, this is the same guy that was running through a church naked.
Yeah, I thought it was Modesto.
Not too long ago. So as SWAT team has the place surrounded, he's tweeting updates.
With some pictures, actually, as well. I think part of it was to cover himself. He was trying to, obviously it's from his perspective, but he was trying to make people aware of what was going on as it was happening so that he would have a little bit of a less of a hearsay issue. Obviously, when he goes to court, and he will, he has to provide as much evidence in his defense as possible. So, the first tweet was actually from the OCSD, the Orange County Sheriff's Department, saying that the deputies had arrived. This, that, the other thing, and then Mayhem just starts going off, boom, boom, boom. I now see a literal armored personnel carrier pulling up. I just want a peaceful solution. Saying there's a waste of resources because he counted no less than 5 officers.
He's a bad dude. You need a couple police for him.
Just going through.
He's bully beat down.
Sure, yeah. And he feels that, and he said this, that the DA was trying to make an example of him and felt that he was the type of person where this much attention was needed.
This guy's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Obviously, there's only a certain amount of information that's out there. So you talk about his side of the story, mental health services for one single mother immigrant from the Philippines, who I know is well-intentioned but has a mental condition. So to me, it looks like there's some issue with
We might have an update. We may have an. Who cares? I'm saying, well, I don't care what his problem is.
Well, that's what started.
And send more police because the guy's a knucklehead. But maybe we're getting an update because one of our researchers is calling in.
All right.
Let's go out to the state that allows the use of marijuana. Eric, how are you?
Hey, Randy. Hey, Alex. How you guys doing?
It's been a long time.
Doing awesome.
Yeah. I haven't stopped listening. I got a new phone, my old phone. The battery wouldn't last. So I'd always have to catch you guys on the replay. And so, it's been a while since I called in, but, man, that Mahan story is just fascinating. Like, definitely an idiot. He used to be a tough guy, Randy. Remember, he used to be a tough guy. Like, when he beat Sakuraba, bad man. But, yeah, no conditioning, for sure. I didn't mean to change the subject, man. I was loving listening to your guys' conversation. But I was just wondering what you guys thought about Hoist Gracie going to Bellator. Is he going to be... definitely banned from the UFC.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to say yeah yet because Dana made the comment that when Rich Franklin went to 1FC that he was okay with it because Rich, and I don't think Rich necessarily had to, but he reached out to Dana and the Fertittas and, you know, asked for his blessing, kind of like, you know, asking for the daughter's hand in marriage. We don't know what Hoist did. Did Hoist call and just say, hey, I know I don't need your approval. I'm taking this job. And if he did, then I think Dana's going to have to do what he said he's doing with Rich Franklin and be okay with it. If he didn't, we all know that then Dana probably will treat him like Tito and Quentin and the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. He's got a seminar in the Springs tonight, so I'm going to head down there. Maybe I'll ask him if he got Dana's blessing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then tweet it out and let us know. You know why Bellator is juicing up. It's a bad word to use with MMA and Hoist Gracie in the same statement. Is beefing up everything that they're doing. Do you know why?
The season finale?
No, because I told them stop sending me their press releases.
Oh.
Since I'm not going to talk about them and I'm banning them on Knockout Radio, they're now going to become a big player. Watch.
Uh-huh. Welcome to Randy's world.
Exactly. So what's going on in Eric's world?
Oh, not much. I hooked up with this 10th Planet guy. Just been training a lot. Jiu-Jitsu definitely is still a white belt, but I think I'm going to do my first competition in November. No-gi, Eddie Bravo style. Really enjoying it.
Well, you'll have to give us details because we do have a person out there in the Colorado-Denver area. Maybe I'll send him out to cover your event.
Oh, great. I always thought of myself as an independent contractor for Knockout Radio. I always send you everything, and share my thoughts with you guys. And I'm definitely going to bring a Knockout Radio shirt down there tonight. Hopefully I can get a picture in one.
Oh, that would be awesome. And the person we would send out is my nephew, who's now going to Colorado. So, he's in Boulder. He's not taking your position as our Knockout Radio representative.
They got a great 10th Planet school out in Boulder. My buddy Drew Ash owns it, actually. So, I'd love to meet up with him sometime.
Get me details. I'll get Seth to maybe start that. How about that, Alex? Have Seth at 17 feet tall out there on the jiu-jitsu mats.
Lanky.
definitely let us know how the thing with Hoist Gracie goes.
Okay, great, Randy. I'll keep in touch better, man. I miss you guys for sure. I just love listening to you guys live.
We appreciate your support, and we'll be back out to Denver soon.
All right, great, guys. Have a great
Thanks
day.
A lot. Yeah. That is Eric calling from Denver. Let's hit a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk. We're going to change subjects again, and we're going to talk to the executive director of the Humane Society of Tampa Bay, Sherry Silk, when we return.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buccaneer Beads Incorporated specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla and Mardi Gras parade beads and party needs in Tampa. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the E-Board Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discount and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by at 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
I got some Martin Gramatica. Stop singing over there in the corner. Martin Gramatica news update coming here momentarily. We need to talk about last night's Lightning game.
Yes.
Steven Stamkos. I need to talk about what he did last night. He proved why he wears that C. We'll get to that. Darren Cruikshank, part of Team Knockout Radio, just got added to the December 12th UFC event, World Series of Fighting coming to town. But there's something that's already in town. Mm-hmm. And very near and dear to both of our hearts.
Yes,
you saving. Growing up with vets as parents, and now that I am the owner and have been now for a couple years of the little puppy. Let's go out to a person who was very responsible for me getting Ziva in the family, the executive director of the Humane Society of Tampa Bay, Sherry Silk. Sherry,
hi there. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Before we talk about tomorrow's event, a huge event I can't wait to attend, talk to us a little bit about the Humane Society of Tampa Bay.
Well, the Humane Society has been around for 102 years, so we're quite old. And I will tell you, we do a heck of a job for the community animals here in Hillsborough County. We do adoption programs. We save over 6,000 dogs and cats and puppies and kittens and rabbits. We have a lot of rabbits, too, lives. And then we also have a full-service animal hospital that has saved countless lives so that people can have affordable vet care and not have to turn their animal into a shelter. So, you know, we do a lot for the community. Our goal is to find homeless animals, you know, give them a second chance, and also for people that own animals to help them so they can keep their pets because, you know, the economy is still tough for a lot of people. So we do a lot of things like free food for folks and free shot clinics and then affordable vet care as well. So we're pretty busy over here.
How do people get involved? How can they get more information? How can they come out and volunteer? There's so many different things and directions that, you know, that I need to talk to you about, but how can people help? How can they get involved?
Well, it's several things. First of all, you can always, we have a wonderful website, humanesocietytampa.org, and there's volunteer forms right there. We have over 250 volunteers, and we couldn't do what we do without our volunteers. I mean, because you only have so many paid staff, right? And the demand is always such that we can't meet all the needs that are in the community, so we really rely on our volunteers. You can come wash dogs, give them, take them for walks, cuddle our cats. We have Animeals programs, Meals on Wheels for people that are homebound. You can deliver food for us. Today we have some volunteers painting pumpkins because we have a pumpkin patch. We sell pumpkins, and that funding goes to our adoption program. So there's a variety of things you can do if you'd like to help us out by volunteering. We would love that. We do all kinds of special events, and of course we're going to talk about Tuxes and Tails tomorrow night, and we couldn't do that wonderful event without our volunteers as well.
You know, Sherry, I thought my daughter, well, my daughter does work at allegedly the happiest place on earth up in Orlando. But every
right.
time I step into to your offices, to the shelters, to everything, it seems like everybody there is also working at the happiest place on earth.
Well, you know what? I think the reason you can say that is because we are a no-kill for space shelter, and what that means is we don't, you know, we're fortunate here. We only take in the number of animals that we think we can find homes for, so we don't have to euthanize animals for space. I mean, if we would ever euthanize an animal, it would be because perhaps it was too dangerous and we thought it didn't, you know, we couldn't put it out in the community, or if it just had a some type of a medical condition that we just, you know, couldn't treat. But we have a 96% save rate at our shelter. So I think people feel good about coming here because even though it's sad sometimes to see dogs and cats in shelter, you know, in a shelter environment, we know that they're not going to be euthanized. They're going to, you know, they'll sit here until they get that right home. So I think that's why you mean it's a happy place because, you know, we've done some amazing work on animals, three-legged, one-eyed, older dogs, older cats that you think, oh my gosh, how can they find this animal home? But we have wonderful adoption staff and volunteers that help us find the right home for you and your family.
You absolutely do, and I think of you and your staff probably 1,000 times a day every time I look at our little puppy, Ziva. Tomorrow night is the big Tucks and Tails event. Talk to us a little bit about it.
Well, oh my goodness, we are sold out for the first time ever. We have 700 people, and the Marriott said, you got to stop selling tickets. We have no more room for folks in the ballroom. It's a wonderful night to celebrate the great work that we do. We have a celebrity model, so we have a runway. A lot of media, radio, TV, a lot of our politicians will be there. We just signed up Pam Bondi yesterday. She's going to be a model for us. That was kind of last minute, so she'll be there as well. And what's cool about this is they're walking down the runway with homeless animals. So on top of that, we have 36 dogs and some kittens that will be there. We'll also try to find homes for those animals. But the big reason we're having Tuxes and Tails is because we need money. What we do takes a lot of money, and it's harder and harder as the years go by, you know, to compete with all the other wonderful nonprofits that are in our community. So this is a fundraiser, and we hope to do very well so we can keep and extend the programs that we have.
You know, Sherry, it really is touching. I came out last year, and you see all these people, you know, dressed to the nines and tuxedos and gowns, and they go up, and they're now adopting, you know, a new puppy or a kitten or, yes. or an old yes. you know, puppy or whatever, and they go and they get in their car and they're taking home a new family member. It is a very touching scene watching this.
It is, and you know what? Isn't that what it's all about? I mean, you know, it takes a lot of work and coordination and everything else, but the bottom line is we're doing this because we want these animals to have homes. I mean, and that's what the bottom line is, and that's what drives you know, our mission and what we do here every day. But it's a great party, a lot of fun, and hopefully we are going to raise a lot of money for our furry friends.
Absolutely. I will be there. My wife will be there. We'll spend more money like we did last year.
That's good.
You guys,
that's
guys have changed our lives and changed our family, and all for the better. Alex, I know that you'll you know, chime in there that the little puppy has changed our lives.
That is true.
And you know, anything that you need from the radio station and from us personally, count us in. Thanks for everything.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That is Sherry Silk. She is the executive director of the Humane Society of Tampa Bay. And if you need anything, all you have to do is pop in over there and they can help. I mean, she said the food programs, there's all sorts of ways that they can help you and you can help them.
And you can also get in touch with them through their website, humanesocietytampa.org, or go to their Facebook page, Humane Society of Tampa Bay.
I'm on it as we speak.
Did you want to get into some of the stuff you brought up earlier? You talked about Stamkos, what he was doing.
Let me talk to you, you know, real quick about what happened last night. I know that we only have a couple minutes before the next break. He's wearing the letter.
Sure.
He's wearing the C on the sweater.
On his sweater, absolutely.
Not the jersey, on the sweater. And it was very chippy last night. The Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning do not like each other.
No, there's a little bit of a rivalry.
Yeah, a little bit, some animosity. Some really incredible hits. There was one, a little, I'm going to call it the Dana White scrum in front of the goalie. and the Panther grabs the Lightning player, and, you know, I don't remember which player it was, and horse collared him,
okay.
because that's legal in the NHL.
They're allowed to do that.
And whips him down. You know, whiplash, the whole 9 yards. I'm like, holy crap. I don't know how much longer it was, 3 minutes, 6 minutes, 5 minutes, somewhere in there. There was a play, a ricochet off the goalie, Lightning in the attack mode, and Stamkos went out there with the C, and they're normally, you know, the Wayne Gretzky, the Mario Lemieux, the Vinny LeCavier.
A little more even-keeled.
Yeah, I mean, they're not, you know, that's why you got those other guys. You got the Dave Schultz. You got the Hanson brothers from whatever the movie
Slapshot.
Was called. Slapshot, even though they were really the Carlson brothers. He went out there, and he laid a lick on that dude, and it was like he is the captain. You know, captains can lead like Derek Brooks did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would lead on the field, not necessarily, you know, by the, hey, follow me kind of thing. And that's the way Steven Stamkos is. You know, he performs, he leads by example. And when he laid that dude out, and then a little scrum, but no punches were thrown, I'm like, there's your captain.
Did the flow of the game change at all after that particular moment, do you think?
I don't necessarily think it did, but I think it sent the signal that they're there to play.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to push us around, and then we're going to push you back. Because they didn't really retaliate a whole lot at the very beginning. You know, I mean, there were some hits, but then, yeah, you know what? Thinking back at it, the hits did step up a notch, you know, and typically what the other team does, no matter what sport you're talking, when that guy goes and does it, then all of a sudden, everybody else steps it up.
Yeah, they try to make up for it because they just got wrecked. You also have to go back and think. Now, you brought up the history and the rivalry, but even as recently as this preseason, the last three games, including this season opener, was against the Panthers. So they probably had to try to do something a little different because so far they've been swept by the Lightning.
And I wasn't real impressed with the opening, and we'll talk about that. But breaking news just across our news desk, the attorney for the Florida quarterback, and no relation, by the way, to the Florida quarterback, I believe Harris is his last name.
Trayon,
yeah. That the alleged victim is dropping the charges. Well, a lot's been coming out. And again, no means no. It doesn't matter,
yeah.
You know, if you've been 2 hours ago, 20 minutes ago, whatever ago.
No is no.
But no is no. But now she's dropping all the charges. Doesn't mean that the state has to drop it.
Right. It's just the personal civil claim. And so the state themselves still have their investigation to do. They can follow suit and follow up with it. But then also the university can choose to take individual action as well, correct?
Correct. And you know, don't you think that obviously the Gators are coming out looking pretty good, but don't you think it's because they were second? Meaning, you know, Florida State had their deal. They handled it. There was so much uproar. There was so much this. There was so much that. Florida went and said, all right, then we're going to do it this way. And it just makes them look better. I think if you flippity-floppity it, if you Charlie Crist it, flippity-floppity it. Did I say that out loud?
That was your outside voice.
That was my outside voice. If Florida went first, FSU, you would hope, would maybe do it differently. So they look good. And now the charges have been dropped.
Florida State actually has come out in the last day or two and said that they would handle everything the same way. You necessarily agree with that?
No. Do I agree with it or do I agree with this statement? It's called saving face.
Gotcha.
You know, it takes an awful big man. It takes somebody that will tweet and include the person you're tweeting to. You know, so you've got some stones to say, you know what, we screwed up. Because by saying that, then you're also throwing Winston under the bus, you know, everything under the bus. So you would expect that that is how they would do it. All right, we are a little bit over, so let's hit this break. This is, I almost said Knockout Radio, Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com, who also sponsors Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Join us for a spectacular show and a salute to our troops as Bright House Networks presents the third annual Stars and Stripes USO show at the Armed Forces History Museum in Largo on Saturday, October 11th at 7 p.m. Enjoy the Lori Hafer Swingin' Band, tribute performances of big band singing sensations, show hostesses, World War II reenactors, vintage attire, swing dancing, photo opportunities, valet parking, a red carpet welcome, tours of the museum, and more. Tickets are $24 for general admission and a limited number of $50 VIP tickets are available and will include a full dinner at 6 p.m. Visit armedforcesmuseum.com for more info.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthletesOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans and available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered. So is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginal.com and enjoy easy-to-use website and shopping by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo.
And you're listening to me pretend to be John Madden, George W. Bush, Al Pacino, and Robin Williams. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Boom!
The end.
So I see this post on my Facebook page, and this will be the last time on this show that we'll address the quarterback situation up in Florida. We're going to talk some quarterback situations in a couple other locations here in a second. So it says, so let me get this straight. The girl who accused UF's quarterback of rape has now withdrawn her accusations. Now this boy's life is ruined. I'm not going to say it's ruined, but it is tarnished. Kicked off the team, he'll be back, etc., because of a lie. There needs to be a better protocol on this. If you piss off your date, she can call rape, ruin your life, and that's okay. Not cool. Women who this really happens to just got knocked another step back. And I agree with some of this. And I think that you shouldn't be allowed to withdraw it unless you're lying. And if you're lying, something should be done to you.
Yeah, there has to be some sort of repercussion.
Absolutely. I'm not going to say, as this post, that his life is ruined. Like I said about somebody who got a tattoo, it's not ruined. It's just going to be changed. Like I said, he's indefinitely suspended. He'll be back. You know, if this all gets, I don't want to say flooded out or washed out or whatever.
I was going to say flushed.
Okay. You know, tarnished, yes. But I do think that if you cry wolf, that something should be, you know, happen to you as well.
Yeah. And you also have to take into account, it may not be ruined, but it may be tarnished. Yeah, possibly, even probably, because he is an athlete. He does go to University of Florida.
Right, it's something that will always be brought up, like a quarterback in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
It will be referenced.
You know, it didn't ruin his career. You know, it didn't change his career at all.
Right.
But it tarnished it because people still bring that up.
Now, if this happens to somebody who isn't a college football player at a premier D1 institution, they could be in a position where it's more of a, yes, your life is ruined, because in some cases...
Try getting a job.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Because you're going to have to put that down, or somebody's going to be able to find it.
Well, I don't know.
In records,
I don't know
if somebody does a background check.
I don't know if you'd put it down. If all charges are dropped, and why would you put it down? I was accused of something.
But if you, let's say you had mentioned something about it on your Facebook page years ago, somebody would be able to find it.
Sure.
I mean, it's out there.
Right.
And if a public record search is done,
right,
something like that could come up. So you're put in that position where if a false allegation or accusation wasn't made in the first place, then you're okay.
Switching gears to another quarterback right across the bridge. Let's go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mike Glennon. In your opinion, now I said, and I'm going to stand by it, and of course it's easy for me to say it now, but go back to the tapes. We can prove it. I said Glennon should have been the starter from day one.
Yes, you did.
I honestly, truly believe that. I wasn't sold on Josh McCown. I'm still not sold on him. Lovie Smith has still not made Mike Glennon the starter.
Right.
He's, let's wait and see. A, is there a quarterback controversy? And who would you like to see be the starter if McCown comes back?
If McCown comes back, then I think he should be forced to earn his spot back. He would have to prove himself.
Which means he won't
practice.
Get it back because he can't earn it back.
Exactly. I think that Glennon did an impeccable job for the hand he was dealt last season when he took over for Freeman. And I think he's dealt with everything very well, even though he's still a very inexperienced quarterback. He's been efficient. He's been able to keep his team in the game as much as possible from his aspect. I think that McCown should not get the position back right when he comes back. Yeah, I think that McCown should have been the starter at the beginning of the season just because in the way the football world works, if you bring in a free agent for a contract like they did, then he's going to be the starter almost no matter what.
Well, I am saying should he have been. Obviously, he was going to be the starter.
Right.
You know, he was handpicked by Lovie Smith.
Right.
I didn't think he deserved to be the starter.
I don't think he deserved to be signed.
Well,
by the Bucs in the first place.
Yeah, I mean that's probably true. But like anything, you know, you go somewhere new, you're the head honcho, you bring in your own people, you bring in your own coaches, you bring in, you know, the marquee positions. If you're able to bring in that guy, whether he's the quarterback or the DB or the, you know, the man freak like Watts. I just wanted to throw his name out. That's all.
Do you know that he
has more touchdowns than I think they said 24 defenses so far? He has three now. Now, granted,
God.
One was receiving. One was the fumble. One was the interception. So
that's awesome.
It will be interesting to see how that quarterback position,
right,
you know, works out.
And then the other quarterback controversy we have going on is...
Like there's not enough.
Yeah, is up north with the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Joe Namath coming back?
They need him. They need him.
Vinny Testaverde coming back? They don't need him.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Smith, obviously, he's been having his issues. They're on a four-game losing streak right now. He has his off-the-field issues already, cursing at fans. He missed a team meeting. And then you have Michael Vick, supposedly going to be the guy who is pushing Smith to be better, support him.
Am I a bad guy by saying I'm okay with him telling a fan to F off? I really am. You know, we've been in the arenas, and don't mean to jump
yeah.
in, but you know, let's address them as they go. You know, I understand that just because a fan pays money to come into an arena, that gives him, or they think, the right to say anything, do anything, scream anything. We don't know what he screamed to him,
true.
To be honest.
True.
You know, if he would, and I think it does matter. If the fan would have just yelled, "Hey, Smith, you're awful," you know what? Then let it go. But, you know, "Hey, you stupid SOB, blah, 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 blah." You know what? I'm all right with it.
That said,
Nate Webster would have returned something.
That said, just like on the field, who's the one who gets punished?
Oh, yeah.
He who retaliates
sure.
gets the brunt of the punishment.
So if he was smart, he would cuss out the fan first. And then when the fan retaliates, they're in trouble.
I see what you did there. I don't know if they'd
Only
appreciate
me.
That. But again, bottom line, he's the one who's under the spotlight,
sure.
not the individual fan. So they are held to a certain standard that's higher up. If a security personnel or somebody like that heard the fan say something first, then they should be escorted out, not allowed to the next game, something along those lines as well. Again, needs to be some even punishments doled out. But Vic, going back to the quarterback controversy,
I'm just not sure I'm comfortable, and I don't know where you're going yet, but we just had the Humane Society on.
Yeah.
And now we're talking Vic. Just something wrong and weird Ooh. In the world, but go ahead.
He's paid his dues. So they say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he paid his debt to society, but he didn't pay his dues yet. His dues are coming.
He didn't expect to play. So he wasn't taking his practice seriously, and then all of a sudden they're getting routed against the Chargers. He gets put in at halftime, and he's not ready. But then he admitted to it. He copped to it. And because of the way he addressed that situation, Coach Rex Ryan stuck by him and said, you know what? That's what I wanted. I wanted responsibility to be taken for this four-game losing streak by the individual players, and that's what he did.
You know why he's okay with it? There's one reason and one reason only he's okay with it.
Because?
Because that's his new starter. He can't.
He's forced to.
And I know I try to be funny all the time. That wasn't a funny statement. If something were to happen and Smith, whatever, but he's coming back as the starter this week, I would hope that Rex Ryan wouldn't have taken it as gently as he is. And if he does, I would fire him if I owned the Jets and he was playing for me. He can't throw him under the bus. That's his quarterback now.
So far, they haven't picked him yet.
They have to. You can't take a guy out the way they did, even though that's the time. You take him out if you have a young quarterback. You can get him a little active playing time, I hate using the line, in the line of fire and all that kind of stuff. Michael Vick doesn't need all that.
No.
Michael Vick is there as the backup. He's played before. He has got to be, and I would be shocked. Of course, I'm shocked that Rex Ryan still is in New York, so anything could, should, would, whatever. Let's go back last week. We had Jonathan Casillas on the Monday Night Show with Charlie Belcher. It was a fantastic show. A little shameless plug this Monday, Will Golston. I don't know who the celebrity guest will be. A lot of times they surprise me as well. We'll have some game-used gloves from Will. We'll have the autographed mini helmet from Gerald McCoy, our freak of nature. And we will also have another pair of tickets to give away to an upcoming game from All Events Tickets and Tours. What did you take, if you watched the game, but I'm sure you read up on it as well, from that New Orleans game? Half the glass half full, the glass half empty.
And actually, I was thinking the same thing to ask you. Where you have the game in Pittsburgh, you have a big win, obviously getting the first win under your belt is huge, and then you go to New Orleans. How you have the rough start, and then you're not getting any favors trying to play against Drew Brees with technically your backup quarterback injuries.
But I'm not sure Drew Brees is the guy who beat him. They couldn't stop the run.
True. Yeah, I mean, going into it, they didn't know that's
Sproles, guys. Unbelievable. Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, he's not even there.
No, I'm trying to be funny again.
Facetious. You go in there, and obviously you're always going to try to plan for Breeze. But I would take that as a good game.
Me too.
There's a lot of fighting that took place to try to get to where they were. Obviously, there was a big lead for a while. The Saints came back. Then you get to overtime.
You got to
stop having so many penalties.
I got a question. Obviously, the penalties, but the play calling, the sack is what killed them. They may still win the game without that sack. How do you let that happen? How do you even make that play call? Now, granted, we're all, whatever it's called, quarterback, second day, next day, Monday morning quarterback. Because if he throws the 30-yard pass, now they're geniuses. But he didn't, so that gives us the opportunity to say that was a knucklehead. Just have him fall forward, have him punt the ball, keep your fingers crossed. I think it was a 5-point at the time. That's the 2 points that came back, to get us. All right, we're going to go hit a very short break. We'll shorten it because we are basically running out of time. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way. Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
Join us for a spectacular show and a salute to our troops as Bright House Networks presents the third annual Stars and Stripes USO show at the Armed Forces History Museum in Largo on Saturday, October 11th at 7 p.m. Enjoy the Lori Hafer Swingin' Band, tribute performances of big band singing sensations, show hostesses, World War II reenactors, vintage attire, swing dancing, photo opportunities, valet parking, a red carpet welcome, tours of the museum, and more. Tickets are $24 for general admission and a limited number of $50 VIP tickets are available and will include a full dinner at 6 p.m. Visit armedforcesmuseum.com for more info.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all your pickup and delivery needs, anytime, anywhere. Offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2888 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair, with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport, spelled N-E-W-H-E-R-E.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a powerful pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Got so much to talk about, but the music, you know, sometimes I just want to go in the corner and Mick Ferrari it. All right, real quick, did you read about the high school football team? The hazing that they did?
No.
And the rest of their season has been canceled.
Oh.
And I think every single one of those kids that were involved should go to prison.
What were they doing?
They took a freshman and they basically raped him, sodomized him, did some of the grossest things. I guess they used fingers, and then after they put it in one, they put it in his mouth, and just a bunch of gross, disgusting. And I hope that the state, and I don't remember what state, I think it was Northeast, that they put these kids in prison as an adult.
Wow.
That's stepping. I'm okay with hazing. That's not hazing. That's rape. Speaking of going back to the University of Florida deal. Unbelievable. And that, I guess the story said, freshmen were so scared that they would dress outside the locker room. They would.
Absolutely.
How do the coaches not know this?
Golly.
You know, you can play stupid, but let's be honest, it bothered me. And I didn't mean to keep it till the very end, but it was something that I did want to bring it up. The World Series of Fighting is coming to the Tampa Bay area. We will have more details next week. Hopefully, we'll have some tickets. We'll have some fighters in studio on the Thursday night show. We'll also try to get at least one, maybe Melvin, to come in on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, Melvin's going to be heavily involved. We're going to take him to the shooting range. We're going to take him to the golf course. We're going to do a lot of stuff with Melvin before, golfing, you know, and after. Your NL and ALCS championships start today, I believe.
Break up the Royals.
I'm so torn, too. I don't know.
Man.
I don't root. Right. You know, and I made this comment on Monday, and I know some people gave me some dirty looks when I talked to Charlie Belcher. I'm not necessarily a fan of anything,
right,
but I did enjoy 0-2 with the Super Bowl because Charlie said that's the greatest thing that he's been involved to or covered or whatever. So I don't have a dog in the fight. Again, another Humane Society reference. Kansas City, Baltimore, I don't like either one of them. I don't really want to watch either one of them. Neither one of them have been in the World Series in 20-some years.
Yeah.
Kansas City obviously hasn't been in
since
as long
85.
As you've been alive.
Yeah, either team, both of them.
You know, growing up, I mean, the Baltimore Orioles with Jim Palmer and McEnany and Weaver and Cal Ripken, and obviously with Kansas City with George Brett and Quisenberry and Saberhagen. But I don't really care. I don't care either one. I hope it's a good series. You got a little bit of power and some pitching going up against a little bit of pitching and some thieves. That means they steal bases.
They steal bases, yeah. I disagree a little bit. I mean, because of it being so long, it's been 31 years for the Orioles, 29 for the Royals. You have it's that natural cycle that I reference. You have your really good teams that start to do poorly, and then you have your really bad teams that start to do well. And so this is an opportunity for us to see somebody different. You're not seeing the Red Sox. You're not seeing the Yankees. You're not seeing a lot of the typical, the usual suspects.
But it's not the names. It's not the stars. It's not the it's not, which is good and bad. I understand that. I mean, that's how you become stars, is when you're not a star, people have to see you. They get to see you. So it's good and bad. Kansas City, Baltimore, then you've got San Francisco and the St. Louis Cardinals. And I do have a little rooting interest there.
And that makes sense because you've had personal interaction with – with the Cardinals.
Yeah, you've
been,
work for
you've
them.
Been a part of that organization. So then in this series, you have the other side of the coin. You do have the usual suspects who've been in for the last couple of postseasons.
Is it all four?
They've been there.
I think I saw that somewhere that it's the last four have been one of the two.
Oh, geez.
So I do think.
Yeah, it makes sense because Giants went back to back. Cardinals won before them.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they've been in
the Cardinals have been in the NLCS the last 4 years, I believe. Not bad for a manager who's never managed before.
Yeah, first.
Does this
first
make him a Hall of Famer?
As a player or a coach?
Well, a coach, not as a player. Yeah, not as a player.
Yeah, so no. Yeah, he's been there.
He's won
in the last four.
Did he?
He's won a series.
Okay. If he gets there and wins it this time. And but he goes to four straight and he wins two?
You cannot. I know it's very impressive.
If he retires now. If he retires. No, I'm saying if he pulls the Barry Sanders and he retires early and now he's gone to the NLCS every year he managed and won two of them, how do you not?
Are you eligible?
Oh, everybody's eligible.
Is there a...
You're eligible. I'm going to get your name on the ballot just to prove that you're eligible. Just from your Team USA crowd.
Okay.
I will somehow get you involved.
I'll take that.
Do you like the Bucks' chances on Sunday?
I don't know. There's still a lot of emotional backing for the Ravens.
No Golson.
Yeah.
No, he's out.
It's going to be tough. Obviously, Foster still trying to figure out if he's going to be back.
I think Foster's back. I think Mason's back.
He is back? Okay.
I think he is.
You had the heartbreaking loss, but a better game for them last week. It's going to be tough. I have the Bucks.
I was going to say, do I jinx them? Because I'm leaning towards taking them.
You did that the first time.
I know that. I did do it, too. And that's not like me, you know. But I like how the team is slowly coming. And I also believe that some of the guys, even though they're going to play for anybody, I think some guys want Mike Glennon so bad that they will away to win it or will away to lose it like they did last week. But I expect a good game. I'm looking forward to it. Monday night out at the Press Box Sports Emporium, the return of number 92, Will Golston. We'll also have the limited edition Knockout Radio beads from Buccaneer Beads. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
That was my softball to you, and I forgot to even give my thing. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. A lot of sports. Hockey tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, and we will be at some of them. Have a good weekend.